What's up, boo? I use that bizarre term of endearment because I want to talk about pet names. My name is Chris Johnson, and I haven't been in a serious relationship for about 3 years, but I'm pretty sure there were some pet names in there. Pet names are kind of a fucked up thing. Here's how I look at it. When you're in the privacy of your own home or your own vehicle, or maybe sharing a private conversation that I'm not going to be hearing in public, you can use whatever fucking pet name you want. It's yours. It's your thing. I'm totally cool with that. I basically don't have a fucking problem with pet names unless I've got to fucking hear them or see your bizarre, douchey little fucking interactions with them. So I don't know what that makes me. Does that make me anti-pet name? I'm not quite sure. I guess I'm anti-public pet name. I was talking to a couple people one time about pet names, and they were both black, and the only reason I bring that up is because it's relevant to the story. Two people, male, female, and the lady says that she fucking hates pet names. She's like, I can't fucking stand them. I don't want anybody to call me any fucking pet name at all. And I was like, really? Like, I don't think all pet names are bad. I was like, so long as you just use them, like, in fucking private. And she asked the two dudes. She's like, well, what pet names are you talking about? And I'm like, fuck it, I don't know. Like, you're putting me on the spot. Because depending on what name I pick, do you think I'm calling you that name? You know what I mean? Like, if I say baby, you think I'm calling you baby right there? I don't need a weird situation out in the middle of the fucking street, wherever the fuck we were talking. So I was like, I don't know, babe. It was just the first one that came into my fucking head. She's like, I fucking hate babe. And babe is kind of douchey. I'll get to that in a bit. And the dude's like, bae. Yeah, B-A-E, bae. And then he looks at me and he's like, you know what bae is, right? He's got to look at the lame white asshole. He's got to know if I'm fucking hip enough. He's thinking to himself, hey, Whitey, we're in the streets right now. You don't have Urban Dictionary at your fucking fingertips. Do you know what bae means? I'm thinking to myself, come on, goddammit. You're talking to fucking Chris Johnson here. Of course I know what fucking bae is. And he's like, really, I'm surprised. I mean, that's more of a black thing, he tells me. He's like, I don't know if it's kind of filtered down to white people yet. And I was like, you know what, motherfucker? I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it for the whites. You better fucking watch yourself. It's mine now, goddammit. That was a hilarious fucking line by me and a pretty awesome interaction. But he's right. Bae, I think, is fine, I guess. Babe is fine. But, I mean, it depends on how you're fucking saying it. The lady not having fucking any of it. No pet names for her. But since that conversation, I've been thinking about it. I've been keeping my ears peeled. I know usually people keep their eyes peeled. I don't know what the fuck that phrase means. So I'm gonna use it with ears. Eyes and ears peeled, I guess. Keeping track of how people use pet names. And whether or not I notice it, and whether or not I'm fucking pissed by it. I notice it a lot, probably most of all, on social media. People use fucking pet names on social media all the fucking time. And I think it's like for them to let us know that, look, this person's wall that I'm posting on, we're a fucking couple. As if he didn't use his lame fucking terms, that I was just gonna like walk over to his lady, club her in the head, and throw her in the trunk of my car or some shit like that. Like, he's putting up a protective barrier. I know that he's in a fucking relationship. I know that they're together. And it's always like lame, douchey bullshit. And a lot of times when people use babe, it's fucking douchey. I'm starting to see my buddy's side on this one. There was just like a picture online that I saw. It was just like a fucking photograph of like a fucking lake or some shit. This girl posted it, and her fucking boyfriend, some fucking box of shit douche fuck. He like posted down the picture like, that's a super dope shot, babe. And I always think about that. Like when somebody says babe, don't you just like think of him saying babe in that dumb fucking voice. Hey babe, what are you doing? That's a super dope shot. Like there's a lot wrong with that statement. First of all, super dope, fuck you, number one. Number two, babe, like stop it. Like why can't you say that? That's a good picture. Why do you gotta throw the fucking babe in? Like what do you, oh, so I know that you're dating? Oh, holy Christ. That's fucking hot. When I was still with my ex-wife, we went bowling one time with these two fucking idiots. I don't know how the fuck we ended up there, but we're going bowling with two people, another couple. And we knew the girl, and she was like going out with some new dude. And it was weird because like that girl used to be going out with like one of our friends. So like she was bringing like the new guy around just to kind of kick the tires. Like, hey, what do you think of this guy? He was a piece of shit. And every fucking time she would bowl, he would say, nice roll, babe. But he said it like a fucking idiot. Like, she'd roll and she'd get like a spare and he'd be like, that's a nice roll, babe. Whoa, nice roll. Like, what the fuck? What is this, fucking league play? What, take it easy, asshole. We're fucking bowling. This is an activity that drunk people do during the day and stoners do at fucking midnight. We're rolling a ball down a fucking lane to knock down fucking pins here. I don't need to hear you say fucking nice roll, babe, every fucking time. And then one time she got like a strike and then, you know, he delivered the fucking line. There you go, babe. Nice fucking roll. And she like jumped into his arms. I remember looking over at my partner at the time and we're like, what the fuck is this? Hey, how about we never go out with these two pieces of shit again? How about we cut her out of our lives as well? But anyway, that makes me think babe might be shitty. I don't want to hear you call your significant other babe. I'm tired of it. And fuck that Sonny and Cher song. And there's a song by that fucking group Styx, babe. Fuck it. Fuck all that shit. Everybody's pet names are the same, too. It's always like babe, baby, pumpkin, sweetie, honey. There's no, like, unique pet names. And if there are, like, if you've ever heard one, it's like you just want to get the fuck out of the room. Like, hey, Schmoopy, like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ. It's a fucking relationship killer, isn't it? Somebody fucking calls you that? Fuck, I'm done. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with new episodes. Follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. On Instagram at maybe 5 motherfucking minutes. Actually, it's just at maybe 5 minutes. Don't put the motherfucking in there. You won't find it. Every single episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. You can follow my Facebook videos. They're in the timeline, so I'll keep posting the podcast there. And I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, too.